Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, y'all? Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And my name is Kiana Watson, license number 317576, broker extraordinaire. How you guys doing today?
What's up? What's up, y'all? We are alive and we are blessed. Thank God for another day. Kiana Watson, you're looking beautiful as ever. How are you today, Queen?
I am doing wonderful. You know, it's been a great day. It has been a phenomenal day. My daughter graduated hair school. Shout out to Sanaya. She's been making my wigs. And I had to tell her dad, listen, I wanted the credit. I told him I wanted the credit because when she didn't want to go to college and she wanted to go to hair school, it was me that convinced him. He was so mad. But now, like, she is in the money. She's in her bag. And I'm just so proud of her, like, to really watch her grow up. Like, I've had to remember, like, I met her when she was 8 years old. Gosh.
That's dope. And now she graduated.
Yes, she graduated. So it was a great day.
So shout out to Sanaya. Congratulations. Yes. And the wigs be popping.
Listen, you know? She don't play.
What's the name of this wig?
This one, she calls this one the Kiana, of course. It's the bone straight. You know, we know we keep the bone straight. So it was definitely, she had to name this the Kiana.
Shout out to the Kiana. We here for that.
I mean, what I can see here, we know what it's about. It's all about house hackonomics. Let's just be clear.
Oh, you know, I'm going to start getting on my, like, I'm about to have shit in the background. Like, I'm about to let the world know you got to go pick up house hackonomics. But I want to announce something to all our viewers real quick. September 17th, Chicago. We just posted it on our pages. So we're coming to Chicago on September 17th for the Real Estate Expo. Saturday, September 17th, it's me, EYL. We got Jamel King, the credit dude, Rashana Scott, our guy on Renaissance 125. We got Kai Bandley, who's doing construction. It's sponsored by Chase. So shout out to the good folks at Chase. So I'm going to put the link. And this is a free event, y'all. A free event. So for those of you who are in Chicago or the surrounding areas, please tap in with us in Chicago. I'm going to put the link in the description real quick. If I can find it, Jordana, if you see it, put it there. All right. I got the link too. It's totally free. First come, first served. The link is in the comments right now. So you guys can go to this website if you are in Chicago. RSVP, it is totally free. Again, shout out to Chase. Shout out to Nicole and the whole team at Chase for sponsoring the EYL University Real Estate Expo hitting Chicago September 17th. So we want to see you guys out there in Chicago.
I love that. I think this is going to be a phenomenal event. And I love Chicago. So you guys need to step out and really get the free education from experts.
Chicago, I was trying to get the queen with us too, Chicago.
Did you hear free? The word free, F-R-E-E?
Capital F, capital R, capital E-E.
Woo, people be swearing like they get tired of paying for it. Now you have a free event. Watch how many people have to come out there. I want to see how many people come out for free knowledge.
Look, it's a free event. First come, first serve. Get there early because you know we pack out the house, and especially if it's for free. Y'all saw InvestFest, right? So please understand, if you do come to this, make sure you get there early. First come, first serve. It's going to be a phenomenal event, an all-day, one-day event in Chicago. So we're looking forward to seeing y'all, man. We're taking a real estate expo on tour. Next stop is D.C., December 11th, but stay tuned for more details about that. And in 2023, we're going to hit up at least 8 or 9 cities with the real estate expo tour. So stay tuned for more details.
Amazing. All right.
So let's talk some real estate. Since we're going to, I'm going to share my screen and let's get into today's conversation. First of all, shout out to everybody who's on here live. Make sure you drop some gems in the comments before we start. We need to get some activity going.
I know,
in this, like, comment section.
Like, maybe they need to know what it's about. I think what it is they're like, what are y'all going to talk about today? Of course, it's about real estate, but you guys have been seeing the news. You've been seeing the news about, is the real estate market about to crash? And Blackstone slowed down on all their home purchasing, and you're looking at it from a consumer standpoint, and you want to know, what do you need to do or what position you need to be in order to succeed in this real estate market? So that's what we're talking about today. We got our handy dandy slideshows together. Shout out to the M. Garland Media Group. That media group is not playing, and we're ready to give you guys this information. So if you're ready for the information, drop some gems. We've changed our format to be more informative, more facts, more data. So if you're liking this type of format, please drop a gem in the chat and we are ready to get started.
Absolutely. So, all right. So here we go. I just want to make sure that everybody can see our slides. If you can see the slides perfectly, just let us know in the comments. Just want to make sure that you guys are, you know, getting all this information. All right. So let's start off first. This headline came out today. Let me make this a little bit smaller right here. All right, so this headline came out today, and we got a lot of gems in the comments. Shout out to all of y'all.
Yes.
So they're saying, and this was sourced by CNBC.
Yes.
They came out and said, homeowners lose wealth as rising interest rates weigh on home values. All right? Mm-hmm. So let's go to slide 2. Some of the nation's most equity-rich markets have seen a significant pullback, most notably amongst key West Coast metros. San Jose down 20%, Seattle down 18%, San Diego down 14%, San Francisco down 14%, Los Angeles down 10%. From April through July, San Jose lost 20% of its tappable equity. Seattle followed. And of the capital equity over the same 3-month span. Likewise for San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and all have seen double-digit declines since April. Kiana, what do you think about that?
I think this is a good time to start talking about your equity. Like, do you have equity in your home? And have you considered taking out a HELOC, which is a home equity line of credit? This is a really good time for you to consider taking that money out if you're going to use it for another investment, if you're going to use it wisely, because one thing about equity, it's here today, gone tomorrow, as you guys can see, especially depending on the market that you're on, that you're in. And I think that those markets in itself, let's look at the markets that we're focused on. What is one thing that they all have in common? All of these markets are Silicon Valley. All of these markets are heavy in tech. And all of these markets have been overinflated for years, not just recently, for years. Like, I remember watching a documentary about San Francisco where there were people making $150,000 a year living in hostels. Living in hostels. A hostel, if you guys don't know what that is, it's like bunk beds in a huge area because they could not afford to live there. So there's been inflation in pricing in this area well before COVID. I feel like COVID inflated it. And when a lot of these markets start to migrate, now we have a lot of those same companies in Atlanta. They're going to Austin, Texas. They're getting out of those areas. I'm not surprised that the values are coming down lower. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I mean, look, you made a key point, right? Tech is heavy in all these places.
Yeah.
But again, let's not get it twisted, right? This is maybe the sales prices are declining, But in all of these areas, home prices have still appreciated this year. So I want to make that very clear too, because when you see some of these headlines, they are very like fear-mongered, written. And I don't
Absolutely.
even know if that's a word, but
We're
if
gonna
you
take it. It's a fear-mongering. Let's roll with it, Matt.
Let's roll with it then, the fear-mongering, you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is, but we want you guys to be able to read between the lines and do your own due diligence. Yes, have sales prices drop pretty much all across the country? Yes, but home prices are still appreciating. They're not, and I think, Kiana, that people have been so spoiled over the past 2 years with seeing 20, 25% appreciation in real estate. That is not realistic. That is not normal. Normal appreciation in any hot housing market, regular housing market, is 3 to 7%, depending on the market.
3 to 7%. It was 25% was insane. 14% across the United States was just an incredible number. But we have to keep in mind, we were dealing with a world pandemic, and it was a lot of money flooding the streets. And with all those extra funds and all these new people that created businesses during the pandemic, there were a lot of people willing to pay above asking price for these homes and pay inflated rates. Now we're just leveling out. We're not bottoming out, we're leveling out. And that is a big difference. A bottom out is completely different than a level out. And I want you guys to really pay attention. This is not 2008, this is not 2009. We are not about to see a market crash in the real estate industry. What we're seeing is a market correction where people are going to pay the value of the homes. And even appraisers nowadays, they're being a lot more, they're being so much more subjective when it comes to these appraisals. And they are truly looking at not just the value, but the demand in the area and considering all those items to price the appraisal correctly. So I just personally feel like if you buy a property, it appraises at value, you're still getting a valuable home.
Agreed. 100,000% agree. And what was also interesting in this article, because that's been a lot of conversation, is like, hey, if you're buying in this market where home sale prices are declining, right? What happens if you buy and then you're upside down? And I'm very happy that CNBC pointed this out in the article. It said, keep in mind that of the roughly 275,000 borrowers who will fall underwater from a 5% price decline, more than 80% purchased their homes in the first 6 months of 2022, right as what happened to be the top of the market. With prices continuing to correct, and our McDash HELOC data shows home equity lenders at its highest level in 12 years, they're going to keep eyeing these equity positions in the next coming months. But really think about it. 275,000 borrowers, pretty much, I believe, nationwide are at risk of falling underwater. That's a drop in the bucket for all the homes that's in America.
It's a huge drop in the bucket. And I feel like when we see 275,000, we're like, that's a huge number. But there's 7 billion people on Earth. So when you say 7 billion plus people on Earth, 275,000 is really a small number when you really consider it. And there's going to always be a certain amount of people that just cannot afford the debt that they take on. It's
100%.
not a racial thing. It is not a seasonal or economical thing. It is just a life thing. There will be a group of people that will take on debt that they just can't afford.
It is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't. But when you look at these type of numbers that they pointed out in this article today, 200, I just want you guys to realize there's about, I think, 45 or 50 million Black Americans that live in the United States of America. So really think about 275,000. That's a small town.
Yes.
You know, it's not,
And it's just something to point out. Like, it's a small town, it's small, and it's, in my opinion, and I don't want to drag, I feel like they have been dragging this whole Bank of America program down.
oh my God, don't get me started with that.
All I really want to say is do not use these numbers as an excuse or as a way for you to say that that program or any program is somehow going to target you or somehow going to make you go into debt. If you buy a property that is within your price point and you stick to your budget and you understand where you fall, you won't go into debt. All right, go ahead, man.
100%. I agree with you with that. We can talk about that after we get the slideshow, because I'm sick of everybody in this goddamn conspiracy theory. Like, it's just becoming real annoying. Like, give me a freaking break. But, you know, BlackRock, they measure all the data and stuff like that. They measured price drops from June to July. It's less than 1%. Like really look at this slide, guys. Home prices likewise dropped 0.77% from June to July, according to a recent report from BlackRock, a software data analytics company. While that may not sound like a lot, it was the largest month decline since January 2011 and the first monthly drop of any size in 32 months. Like, we're really talking about prices drop less than 1% and they make a big deal out of it.
Correct. And it's like they drop less than 1%. Let's be clear, though. A lot of these prices and a lot of these homes were overpriced. We had a huge migration between a lot of cities. So when people were going to different cities, they were paying above asking and they were paying above appraisal price. I want you guys to also remember that they were paying above appraisal price. So the homes actually were not worth it in the first place. So what does this mean again? A correction. We're correcting the pricing back to normal market rates. That's it. That's what these numbers say to me. And that's what they should say to y'all.
But let's look at that, though, right? Let's be clear.
Okay.
When you purchase a home above the appraised value of the house and that house closes, that is now a comparable sale.
Yes, it is.
That is good for 6 to 12 months. Yes, so it is. Those people who were purchasing 50, 30, 100K over asking, they were paying the appraisal gap. They created the new comps that are still being used today. And that's why we are still seeing home appreciation 14%+ nationwide today. So what? I need you guys to really understand that statistic too.
And in understanding the statistic, you know, coming from a realtor's standpoint, there are a lot of sellers right now where they wish they would have sold 6 months ago. They wish they would have sold a year ago. So now that their property is on the market and the market is saying, I'm not buying it at this price, they're decreasing the prices, but they're not decreasing the pricing because there's nothing around it that's comparable. They're decreasing the prices because the consumers, which are the buyers, are saying, I'm not paying this price. You know why they're not paying the price? Because interest rates are much higher. So their dollar cannot stretch as far as it did before. So really look at the numbers and the data. The sellers are reducing their prices because they're trying to meet the numbers of the consumers who are now at a higher interest rate. Not that their home is not worth it. It's just that the buyers for that home cannot afford that price anymore because of the interest rates. So if you look at it, it's just, again, what does that equal? One, a correction.
A correction. That's it. That's all it is. Don't be fooled by the fear mongering. All right, let's talk about this right here, because this is another headline that came out, I think, within the last couple of days. And I'm starting to see this go all over the internet, where people are like, well, if BlackRock is not buying homes, then why should you this, that, and the third? Let's be very clear. All right. Let's be clear. And I really wanted to talk about this because, you know, there's a lot going on in the internet these days. And I think these fear-mongering type of headlines just throw people in shock and they don't do their own due diligence to even read these articles that people are posting about. And then to even go a step further to do more research on the companies themselves, right? So Blackstone, single-family landlord to halt home purchases in 38 cities, right? Mm-hmm. So the single family landlord Home Partners of America, which Blackstone acquired last year, downplayed the move in a statement of its own. The firm said purchasing remains active in more than 20 of the highest growth markets, and the pause affects our markets representing less than 5% of their recent activity. Guys, if you don't take your time to read these articles, you're not going to see these things. You're just going to see a headline like this that someone's going to talk about on the internet, YouTube, TikTok, or Instagram or Facebook, and they're going to have their own opinion that's going to be slided towards them. But if you don't take your time to read and see that they're saying that, hey, we're still going to be active in more than 20 of the highest growth markets, but we're pausing on the bottom five. And what's the problem with that? They're repositioning their money.
And they're just repositioning. I think we want to educate them about what Home Partners of America is. So let me tell you guys about Home Partners.
Break it down, Queen.
Home Partners of America is a lease purchase program. And what they do is they buy the home for the actual home buyer. In exchange, they actually pay the real estate professional a 3% commission as if it was a closing. And then they put you in a position to purchase the property back from them at a predetermined rate. I literally just processed 3 commissions for my agents that closed on Home Partners of America. And I just got an alert today from a client that just got approved to purchase a home with Home Partners of America. Here in Atlanta, they have not slowed down. So if you're trying to figure out what is Home Partners of America, it is a company that helps people that are unable to purchase right now. They come in and buy the home for you. And they give you a time to purchase the home back, and you have a 5-year time. Home Partners of America, you can look it up. They are buying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of homes. So they're not going to utilize this program in markets that are not truly activating and not truly giving them the returns. They're just going to focus on the markets that are giving them the returns. Atlanta is one of those markets. And I know many people that have gone through the Home Partners of America program and come out and purchased the home. So if you look at Blackstone, they are a huge landlord. They are America's landlord. That's who they are.
Yeah. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Right. But look at well spoken, well explained, Kiana, as always. But these are the markets that are affected by the pause. Cincinnati, Memphis, Detroit, Milwaukee, Louisville, and New Orleans. And they're operating currently in 80 markets, but they're also stating come October 1st, they're going to stop purchasing in 10 additional markets, right? So again, it just sounds like they're getting rid of their bottom feeder markets. That's bottom feeding for them right now. These can be all lucrative markets for someone else, but this company is saying, you know what? It's not working for us. Let's reposition our money somewhere else and run the play.
Everybody, you should look at your assets and see at the top performing assets and then double down on those and get rid of the ones that are lowest performing assets. That's what everybody is doing. We're close to the end of this quarter. We're close to the end of the year. I'm not shocked that they made this decision. I think that most people look at it like, okay, if this big company that owns over thousands and thousands of real estate, if they stop buying real estate, then I should stop buying real estate. Well, if you don't own any real estate, why would you stop your purchase?
Agreed.
Because they already own thousands of real estate and they're just slowing down. You are a consumer and a first-time buyer, and you're going to not start because of a company that is light years ahead of you has stopped purchasing. Can you make that make sense for me? It doesn't make sense to me. You cannot keep up with a company that are light years ahead of you. So think about it. They already have thousands of property. You have none. I'm not following them. You are not in the same level as them. You guys are not playing the same game. Focus on yourself. This is the moment to not keep up with the Joneses and not let this article deter you from building your own wealth in your own city and buying your own property. That's it.
Spicy Kiana is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just saying, like, you can't keep up. It's like, come on, Matt, we talk about it all the time. We can't keep up with this, right? Like, I bought me some logo shirts. I can't keep up. I'm not Beyonce. I'm not going to keep buying new outfits every single day. I cannot keep up. Let me get me some uniform. You cannot keep up with companies that you are just not in the same playing field with. You guys are, you're taking this article to heart, and you should know it has nothing to do with you. It really doesn't. It has nothing to do with you. It's like going to Target and going to Saks. It's two different stores. That's all I'm saying. Y'all not even in the same store. I wouldn't even worry about what they're doing over there.
Oh my God.
Over here.
Look, you got to run your own race.
Right.
I put out a post the other day. Run your own race. Stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. Stop looking at these internet people for all your answers. Stop looking in the comments for your education, right? Stop being on TikTok thinking the guy who may got X, Y, Z amount of followers and get all these views, they're right, because 9 times out of 10, they're probably not, right? Do your own due diligence and do what works best for you and your family. Right. Look, and I'm going to tell you this. Keanu Watson and Matthew Garland are homeownership advocates. We're always going to be homeownership advocates, and it has little to do with us being licensed professionals, right? We want to see our people own some shit because 58% of our community are renters. And when you pay attention to this fear mongering, it is designed to stop you from reaching your full potential. Yeah. Because if your mindset is not right, you're going to fall victim and you're going to miss the boat and miss all your opportunities.
Agreed. Miss the boat, miss the opportunity. But beyond that, you guys always say it's in their best interest for us to buy a home. You don't think it's in your best interest for you to buy a home? Really consider those things, because there is a group of people that will buy no matter what. They're going to buy and sell real estate no matter the interest rate, no matter the climate, no matter what's going on, because in their mind, renting is something that is beneath them. Renting is something that is wasting their money. Renting is a waste of their time. There are people that will always buy, and those technically are our clients. So if you are a person that wants to rent, it's okay. But if you want to take your time, that's also okay. But I also I encourage you to take your time, read the data, but eventually don't say that you're taking your time and you're taking your time and it's 10 years later and you're still taking your time and you're renting and you're helping someone else achieve their own home ownership goals by paying off their mortgage.
That is a fact. Shout out to Slim 500.
Right. I'm trying to tell you.
Slim 500 is in the building, bro.
Slim 500 is in the building.
Look, Slim 500 out here looking good. Pause. I ain't going to hold y'all up, man. Let me pause that twice. Slim 500 got me. I hit up Andre Berto today. Like, yo, I need some of your boxing courses. I got to lose some weight. I got to catch up to Slim 500 now, bro. So shout out to Slim 500 with the super chat.
Thank you for the super chat. He's definitely clean with it. So I just want you guys to just, you know, stay focused on yourself and stop thinking everybody's trying to deter you to get to their best interest, because your best interest is for you to own some real estate. That's not in our best interest, because I know for a fact, me and Matt, we own our real estate.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
So it's not about what we're doing. It's about what are you going to do so you can have a legacy. So you can have some legacy for yourself or your family. That's what it's about. And I'm not saying don't take your time and don't try to understand. Take your time and try to understand. But I'm on the internet too. But I'm on the internet, but in real life, I have real deals and real people that can back me up from closing over 270 freaking clients in real life. So I don't just get on the internet. So I would highly encourage you guys to consult with a professional in your market and let them walk you through the process and understand your market. But eventually, you're going to have to buy something. You can't wait years and years and years. That's my whole point.
I agree. And never miss the boat or the opportunity. Wise words from the leader of Recession Proof, Mr. Slim 500 himself. Thank you for the super chat, brother. Shout out to Andre Hatchett. He says we are the best in the business. Shout out to Andre C. Hatchett in the building. We like to think we are the best in the business too. Yes, yo, I feel like choosing violence today. Let's let the audience come on with us today.
Oh, Matt is ready for some. If you have an opinion, this is your time. Matt wants you to come on, put your ring light on, or just put the camera on. We are ready to, you know, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how you feel about these articles and where you are in the process.
So look, I put it in the chat. Join us live. We're going to take some questions. I don't want to read the comments. I want you to come on here. We want to hear your opinion ask your question. This is the new format of Rants and Gems. We don't just want to talk to the influencers and the celebrities and stuff like that. We want to talk to the people who support us the most. We want to hear your opinion. We want to have dialogue with you. Just remember the guidelines. Make sure your camera's clean. Make sure your lighting is good. You got some AirPods or earphones on, something like that. And just ask one question or give a thought. We can't have you up here for 20 minutes.
But definitely, we want you to state your piece. So I'm here for it because I feel like we need to. It's always good to have great dialogue with other people that are also passionate on. You have to be passionate about something, whether you agree with us or not. I want to hear your opinion.
Absolutely. So join us. The link is in the comments. If you want to join us, the link, I'm gonna pin it on. Let me see if how you pin this thing.
At the bottom. And I also see someone asking a question. Kiana Ka. Kayana K.
Okay, let me see.
She said, how about tapping into your equity now?
Where is that at? Where you see that at?
Even at the bottom. Let me see if I can. I'll have no control. Y'all have no control.
I don't see no Kiana.
It's at the bottom. Her K. K-A-Y.
Oh, K-A-Y. Oh, okay. I see it. How about tapping into your equity now? Good question.
I think that's a great question. If you're ready to tap into your home equity and do a cash out refi or a home equity line of credit and you are able to get approved from your bank, I would say go for it. I would. If I needed the money and I needed the capital and you know that you have a solid investment or a solid way to take and invest the funds that you're going to get, I would 100% do it as long as you can afford it. Because, you know, this is not just free money. This will increase your monthly payment. This is going to be a soft second mortgage to your primary mortgage, and you're going to have to pay it back.
So I will say this, right? Few things on this subject. I will say, first of all, understand this is the church's money, meaning this is probably going to be your primary residence. You can't mess up the church's money. Like Kiana said, it's a debt. You're going to have to pay it back. But I'll also add to that, you have to have a plan of action. If you're doing home improvement, make sure it's home improvement that's actually going to improve your value. So I would definitely tell you, consult with your real estate professional to see how this said home improvement will impact the value of your home in a market that is a deceleration right now. So be very wise. Number two, if you're going to invest into other real estate, then I highly recommend it. Number three, if you're going to invest into your business, I highly recommend it. If you're trying to go to Dubai or something like that, no, I do not recommend it at all. I do not recommend tapping into your home equity. If you have an interest rate that's below 5%, I do not recommend a refinance. Even if you have PMI, you're better off staying in that mortgage. I recommend home equity line of credits. And I do also recommend keeping the max financing below 80% loan to value. Some banks were still offering this market up to 90% on a home equity line of credit. I won't recommend going that high on your home equity line of credit. I recommend trying to keep it at least 80% or less to make it happen.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. So we got a special guest. We got somebody who's finally brave enough to come in studio with us.
Okay.
Right. So I put it in the comments right now. So, all right, my brother, let me add you to the stream. What's up, my brother? How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
You know, we are alive and we bless.
Yes. I just have a quick question. I'm at work right now. I'm from Ohio. I'm at work at the moment. But I just have a quick question. Surfing LoopNet now. And I just seen a potential deal, a 6-unit. They want 365 in a decent area. But I just pull out equity on one of my properties, you know, to finish up another property. So, but I'm trying to see how can I work around it, you know, with the little resource I have right now to acquire the 6-unit.
So I want to make sure I understand your question. You want to know, how do you buy a 6-unit pretty much with little down payment?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's a commercial property. So commercial real estate, commercial finance and commercial lenders will require at least a minimum of a 25% down payment. But this is when it comes down to what is the DSCR, your debt service coverage ratio. So if your debt service coverage ratio is not at least 1.2%, then they may require a little bit higher down payment. Now, if you need more funds, have you considered tapping in and getting a partner on a deal?
Yes. That's exactly what I was going to say. Have you considered syndication?
Yeah, I don't even know where and how to find that.
Bro, you got 1,000 people on here right now. You got 1,000 people in the audience of Rants and Gems, and then people going to watch this on a replay. It's probably going to get close to 100,000 views. You got a lot of potential partners here.
Just make sure you keep up. Because, I mean, that sounds like a good deal. You said 360 for a six unit?
Yeah.
Yeah, 365, yeah.
I'm going to go get that right now.
I just seen it just right now, and I'm like, my head been spinning all around. But I mean, I have another property that I can pull, you know, loan to value. But I'm just in the middle of pulling out one. I'm about to close with the bank this week. And I have a plan for it already because I'm working on another two units that I want to use the money to finish up the two units. But I also have another one that I can pull out of my LTV, my debt to income ratio. I don't know what the bank going to be saying. They might not want to, you know. They might not want to loan me because I just pulled out one, which I'm about to close on this week.
As long as
on one of my properties.
You have a good plan. If I were you, I would take my plan to the bank and show them what you can do. A lot of times those relationships go a long way, depending on who your banker is. And I'm hoping that one of them is at least a credit union of sorts. Show them what your plans are. Show them your portfolio of your investment properties and what your returns could possibly be on this project. That's how you start to build trust, and that's how you should be able to gather some funds.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Even when you're meeting and talking to other people that want to invest in your project.
Oh, okay.
Agreed. Well, brother, I would say since you're at work, what I would do is probably put your email or something like that in the comments and see if anybody's willing to partner with you.
A few people asking some questions in the comments. If I were y'all, I'd go back and pay attention.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put my email in the comments and see if somebody going, you know, come up with something.
All right, my brother. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Shout out to homeboy right there.
Absolutely. A brave one indeed. And brave one indeed.
definitely was brave. Definitely was brave. You know, we got a lot of people in here asking questions about your deal, my brother. And this is why I love this new format of Rants and Gems, what we're doing right now. This is beautiful, right? We matching deals together. We're matching potential business partners here.
I mean, that sound like a good deal. I even kind of opened my eyes like, 360 for a six unit. Okay. So let's see. Anybody else want to come on? We see some more questions in the chat. I think this is a good question here. Yeah, Tamika. So Tamika says, hello, Kiana and MG. I am closing on my home in Nassau County. I have to relocate to Gwinnett County to care for my mom. I want to buy another home. Please advise, where is the best market to look? So Gwinnett County, that's the metro Atlanta area. I don't know any other place other than here. The best market, in my opinion, is the market that works best for you. Keep in mind, there, like any other city, everybody think Atlanta is this little tiny town. There are 19 counties surrounding the metro Atlanta area. Most people are not living within the perimeter. They live on the outskirts. And a lot of that has a lot to do with your lifestyle, what's important to them, what's important to you. So if you have to relocate to Gwinnett County, the entire Gwinnett County, that's the largest county largest county in Atlanta. So do you want to be North Gwinnett, South Gwinnett, East Gwinnett, West Gwinnett? are school districts important to you, or do you want to have live, work, play? Or high, you know, that's a hard question to answer. But Tamika, it looks like you need a realtor, and you can reach out to Watson Realty Co. Our agents are always accepting new clients, and they can guide you in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to you. Nassau County is where I live, and Long Island. So shout out to you for selling your house. You probably made a lot of money.
Yes, lots of money.
Because Nassau County is definitely up and stuck. So I'm pretty sure you're about to take a whole big bag down with you down to Gwinnett County. And, you know, hit up Watson Realty Co. They got you covered.
Absolutely. I'm very familiar with Gwinnett County.
I love it. All right, we got people. Jordana's even asking questions.
Why do you recommend the credit unions for HELOCs? When I look at HELOCs from credit unions, they normally have very low fees and very, very fair, small, low interest rates, which is why I recommend credit unions for HELOCs. Most of them move quickly, smoothly, and they have low fees and low interest rates.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Using credit unions, they want your business. They're local. They need to lend to the community. They offer better terms sometimes, in most cases, than a bigger national bank. Also try a regional bank whose, you know, footprint is just there. They'll give you good terms, and they want to build that relationship. So once you get a HELOC, you'll probably be able to open up other business type of accounts and get other types of funding from them because you build that relationship with them. So that's what I would go for too. Is a local credit union or local regional bank? Good question, Jordana. All right, link is in the comment, guys. Link is in the comment if you want to join questions for the thing. Join us live on the show. All right, let's see if we got any good questions in the chat.
Yeah, I see a few.
All right, point somebody out.
Don Draper. I feel like that's a great question. He says he's in Tampa, Florida, and I am looking to use hard money to invest in multifamily. Should I go single family and try for rezoning and rehab, or should I go directly for already built? Build your own sweat equity if you can. If you can build your own sweat equity, of course, that's going to be the best way for you to have as much equity and returns as possible. However, if there is a really good deal on the table, a lot of times you guys just have to know how to run the numbers. If you run the numbers and you know how to run your numbers, you will actually understand if it's a good deal or not. Rezoning and rehab, I'm not sure how that works out in Tampa, Florida, but what I know here in Atlanta, zoning is so hard right now getting permitting. So you really want to also ask people who are currently in the middle of deals and are currently in the middle of rehabs, are they having a hard time getting the permits they need? And is rezoning becoming an issue for them? So you can foresee if you even want to step into that space. That would be my recommendation to you. But I definitely feel like investing in multifamily is an amazing thing to do. Tampa, Florida is up and coming. And I feel like it's an amazing market to invest in. What about you, Matt?
I agree with you. I think building your own sweat equity is always the case. These builders out here are losing their damn mind with the pricing. They're still pricing it like it's 2020 and 2021 and 2022 because materials cost is lower now. But a lot of builders, if you're building it, I would say you got to GC it yourself. So I would definitely build, but you have to GC it yourself because if you rely on a builder, they're going to put a nice tax on you right now. And that's going to increase your cost. But if you're going to GC something yourself, you need to study construction. You need to go out there and start meeting subcontractors, framers, concrete people, windows people. Drive around in the neighborhood, see who's building something, start getting names and numbers. You got to really start building out your team if you're going to build something brand new, because if you just rely on a company and a construction company to do it and their GC, you're going to get taxed. So I'm all about a penny save, a penny earn.
Definitely about a penny save.
I need to save my money. I'm trying to build my own house right now. So ultimately I'm GCing my own house. So and I'm telling you from my own experience right now, because the prices that people are trying to charge me is I know you're trying to bang me out. Like, and I just can't in good conscience pay you this. Like, I'd rather do the legwork myself and take my time and build what I want to build. But especially, and we're doing three projects.
Let me break it down. A GC is a general contractor. It's a licensed professional that comes in and they basically oversee your project and they oversee subcontractors and they get your permits and they make sure you do everything in an ordinance for the county and state when it comes to your build or renovation that you're currently doing.
Yes. Yes, yes. All right. So let's bring on, we got Andre Hatcher, the good man. Andre Hatcher has joined the chat. How are you today, sir?
Doing wonderful. What's up, big time? How you feeling?
No, we outside.
Yeah. How you doing, Mr. Watson?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you? Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me. My two cents is, man, buy the house. For the majority of the people need to just buy the friggin' house. So we talk about prices coming down, rates going up. As far as I know, and I'm 40 now, I've owned properties since I was 22 years old. Rents have always gone up. So always going up. And here's the thing about owning property, right? For a lot of us, we're first timers and our family, and we're trying to break the curses or whatever. There's an emotional feeling that comes with owning property. Real estate isn't always just numbers. And once you have the satisfaction and the feeling that, yo, I've done this, it's so much easier to do it again and again and again. Here we got the good brother who's in the chat from Ohio, pulling that equity from here, 6 unit here, rehab here. It all came from that first property.
Correct.
If he didn't have that first property, he couldn't pull equity out of freaking 4 or 5 different places. So yeah, the high majority of the time,
yes,
my answer to people is buy the damn house, even if it isn't the perfect deal. And here's the thing about owning property. Once you buy it, it's yours forever.
Correct.
That's it. You pay the payments, it's yours forever. You pass it down to your kids, you sell it to your kids, you sell it to someone else. It's yours.
Yep.
So, yes, that's my two cents. Love you guys. I'll see you guys soon.
Thank you for your two cents.
My man, Andre Hatcher.
Buy a hat, too. Buy the fly hat.
Oh, assets. Buy the hats, too. Assets over liabilities. Go to earnyourleisure.com and pick up the merch.
Oh, shout out to them. I need one of them hats.
Be cool, man.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you, bro.
That was a really good comment. I feel like it's just knowing that owning property is just where we need to go. And I feel like I'm so happy that he came and just backed us up on that.
Absolutely. So trucking with us for life. Thank you for the super chat. You said, do you need 2 years tax returns to get a property under your LLC? Absolutely not. LLC is for investment properties only. They're looking at the cash flow of the property. They're not looking at your personal income. Your personal income is irrelevant. You have to run your credit and you have to personally guarantee it, which you need to have at least, I would say, a 620 scores, but a lot of those lenders are now raising that requirement to 640 and 660. So I would probably say 660 or higher will be better in this market. But ultimately, it's based off the cash flow of the property. Anything you want to add to that, Kiana?
No, I think that's pretty much enough. And I also want to make sure you guys, if you're getting a home in the name of the LLC, you know this is not the typical conventional 5% or 3% down, right? You're putting more money down, and I'm hoping that you're putting it in the name of the LLC because you'll be a landlord or because you want to protect your privacy. It's either one or two reasons. They're both very valid, but I think a lot of investors get messed up where they just think all of a sudden I need this home in the business name, and sometimes you just don't. So I wouldn't get too hung up on it, especially if you can't find a lender to offer it to you and close in a decent amount of time.
All right, so Dallas Foster, this is a great question because you know zip codes like the back of your hand. So Kiana, how is the real estate doing in zip code 30349?
Yeah,
first of all, where the hell is that?
Yeah, 30349, that is South Atlanta. It's still the Metro Atlanta area, and it's considered the Camp Creek metro area. It's about 15, 20 minutes to the airport. When they first built that area, it was supposed to be more of that Black excellence area because it was supposed to support the people that work for the airport and a lot of executives because it's so close by. That is where you will find Candy. She had a restaurant there. Gauche has a breakfast bar there. They have their own city within a city. So they have a lot of like bars, nightclubs, restaurants. And there are a lot of huge neighborhoods. I've sold there quite a few times. And I say huge neighborhoods, I mean like neighborhoods with like 60, 100 and 400 homes. I think that they are still moving up and you have that school, Westlake, that people love for the football and all those other accolades they've received there. And people are still investing in that zip code. I think that it is an amazing area. I'm glad to see it get the recognition that it deserves. And the values actually are coming on up. They're still not as high as North Fulton. You guys remember North Fulton, South Fulton. It was like a big fight because of the demographics. The values in 30349 were being held down, where the other ones were going up. Oh yeah, Westlake is in 30331. But 30349 is still a great zip code, and that's considered the Camp Creek area. So it's still doing good.
Great answer. All right, so nobody talks about this requirement of having at least one investment property before you can buy a property in the LLC. Matt, can you say something on this? Well, that's not true, right? Now, this is true and not true because some lenders out there who do asset-based loans and lend in your LLC, they don't want to lend to a first-time home buyer. Right, for an investment property. They want you to have some sort of experience, meaning owning the property currently. But there are lenders out there that will take the chance with a first-time home buyer who's buying their first investment property in the LLC name. I have several lenders, actually, that will allow that. So it just really depends on who you're talking to. I can't pronounce your name. I don't want to butcher your name. But it just depends on who you're talking to. Right. Not all loan officers are built alike, just like all real estate agents and real estate professionals are not all built alike. So you have to make sure that you're talking to the right ones.
And the irony of this question is right now at this very moment, it was a person that got approved, and shout out to the Garland Mortgage Group, because, you know, they definitely give leads to Watson Realty Co. And one of my agents is working a deal with you guys, and she switched in the middle of the deal.
Yeah.
Having the deal in her name to a LLC, and she's not a first time. She is a first time buyer, and they switched it, and they should be closing within, I think it's the 15th, on the 15th of September.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it can happen.
It can definitely happen. And look, this is a whole testimony for me and my team. Like I said, not all loan officers are built alike, and I didn't even know she was going to bring that up, right?
Oh, so, you know, I know what's going on with my. I know what my fingers on the pulse with every deal that walks through Watson Realty Co's door, and I know about that one. It's not about the dollar amount. I want to know what's going on, and I definitely know about that deal. So for sure, it can happen.
It can happen. It does happen. And my team, we're funding these deals for first-time investors, buying their first property as an investment property, not as a primary residence. So go to applywithmg.com if you want to work with me and my team. All right. Let's see.
Jasmine,
there we go. Yeah. How and when to get equity out of your first home? Thank you for the super chat, Jasmine. How and when to get the equity out of your first home? First of all, you need to have equity in there. That's number one, right? You have to be in there, I would say, at least a year in the property. But you have to look at what is your plan, right? It's not just about taking equity out of your home. It's what are you going to do with the equity, and then also realize you're taking on new debt from your first home as well. So you have to take all these things into consideration. You want to add anything to that, Kiana?
I would say when you buy the property, make sure you're looking at your appraisal when you get that back. A lot of you guys get the appraisal, you don't look at it. You need to be paying attention to it and make sure you are in alignment with where your equity falls. Then a year later, check with your local realtor or hire your own appraiser to come out to your specific property and give you your own private appraisal. When you get your own private appraisal, that helps you to determine how much equity you actually have in your home. And if you have $100,000 and you want to take out $80,000 because you're keeping to the 80-20 rule, then this is going to be a good time to take the money out. Keeping your finger on the pulse on the value of your neighborhood is going to be important when it comes to this. And how do you get the money out? You call your bank and you say, hey, my home, I purchased my home for $500,000. Today, I looked it up. It's worth $600,000. I would like for you guys to lend me $80,000 as a line of credit. What can I do to apply? They'll send you a link and they'll get started. That's how you get started.
Facts. There you have it. That was good thing. All right, let's take, what time is it? We've been on here. All right, we got 5 more minutes. I like this Rants and Gems new format. All right, good. Growing up Jamaican, blip, 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 straight from the yard, right? So if y'all like this new format of Rants and Gems, throw some gems in the chat for us, please. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Go to audio, leave a review, throw some gems in the comments if you are getting value out of this new format where we talk about the latest and greatest hot topics that's happening in the week of real estate, and we bringing you guys on and being engaged with you. Let us know. Throw some gems in the comment.
And it helps us out because at the end of the day, we want to just serve our clients more and our people that want to see us. You guys watch us every week. You subscribe. You tell people about us. And that's what is important to us. So, you know, we've had some big names on the podcast. We kept shifting the format. You know, we were in person doing big live events. And now it's like, listen, if I can get in front of a ring light, no matter where I'm at.
And yo, let me tell you, no matter what she has, she left the restaurant to come for this.
Yes. Like, no matter where I'm at and you guys appreciate this because you appreciate the information, then that's what we want to know because we want to keep giving you guys what you came for sure.
Look, I love this. I love this new format. I think too. This is a vibe. We get to talk like the what we spoke about with the wealth of homeowners losing wealth. That article came out literally a couple hours before we came on live. So we was able to have that dialogue in real time. Like even the Bank of America episode from last week. Let's talk about Bank of America real quick.
I think we have to digest that just a little bit more. If we can just kind of, I want to digest it. I received some slides from a gentleman last night in my DMs. And you guys, people have been going crazy about that episode. And I think that, I just want to say, to me, this whole program with Bank of America reminds me of NACA. It reminds me of 100% financing. It reminds me a little bit of the Chinoa program. It's just softer guidelines. These programs have been around a long time, and I know a lot of people that have taken advantage of these programs and successfully built wealth and purchased their properties. What I want you guys to know when it comes to this Bank of America program and how it works is if you qualify, if I were you and I didn't own property and I qualified for a company to come in and pay my entire down payment and all I had to do was follow their rules, submit my paperwork and take the money, I would take the money and run. I would not be a conspiracy theorist about someone giving me some money that I can use to help me build generational wealth. You guys have to focus on the meat and leave the potatoes on the side. A lot of this stuff is out here because people want to fearmonger you and make you feel bad for taking money. The government barely gives us what we need to catch up as a Black race in the first place. So the minute they give us something, you better take it. You better take it. If you qualify, take it. If you know a friend, tell your friend about it and let them get qualified. If you are an agent, find out about the program from a mortgage servicer at Bank of America and educate the world about it. If you are a single person and you want to learn yourself, walk into Bank of America and make an appointment with a mortgage provider and get the information. Take this money and buy you a home if you qualify. And if there's any other programs available, you take it too.
1,000% agree with the queen. Look, I'm sick of the fear mongering on the internet. It's like everybody's a conspiracy theorist nowadays. It's like, give me a freaking break. there have been home buying grants, closing cost grants, Chenoa programs, Georgia Dreams, Sony Maze. There's been so many different programs out here in the world. You know, first of all, Bank of America had a whole, I think, 17,000 or 20,000 down payment assistant slash home closing cost grant during the pandemic when the rates were in the twos. This is not nothing new, and I just want you guys to know, these type of program, this is a special purpose, a special credit purpose program, meaning the FDIC monitors this program. That means you have to submit this through the FDIC and the government to even get something like this approved. So when people with these conspiracy theories saying, oh, it's on the brink of a recession and the rates are high, and then now you want to offer this in minority communities, do you understand that this program that they announced last week probably took up to or more than a year to get approved?
Correct.
Right? You got to go through legal, compliance, the government.
It's not in Georgia yet.
It's and again, they rolled it out as a pilot, right? Because that was probably the stipulation that came back. Say, hey, don't offer it nationwide. Test it to see how it works. And get some data on it to see how it performs, and then probably roll it out some more. So this, stop with the conspiracy theory shit. Like, please, yo. Like, if these banks were not doing anything, you guys would have something to say. And when they do something, you have something to say. Like, give me a freaking break today. You please. Can't win. You can't win.
But I can tell you, I read the guidelines and I have the slides, and it's not in the Metro Atlanta area yet. But one young lady made a point, and I did look that up, that Bank of America also backs the NACA program. And the NACA program is essentially the same, almost close to this program, which is a no down payment, no money out of pocket program to put you in a position to buy a home. So what I would, if I were you, I would do my own data, get my own real estate professional, and do get the information you need so I could take advantage of it. If I didn't own a property, if they qualified me to get some free money, I would have found me a property tomorrow, because I wouldn't want to be waiting to the end. I want to hurry up and get the money while it's still there, because you know there is caps on this money. So I would be one of the first ones to get approved and one of the first ones to buy my property, not at the end when they start to run out of money, because these companies do run out of funds.
1,000% agreed. This is somebody asked what's the name of this program, but if you could just go to Bank of America, all you gotta do is just go to Bank of America and put Affordable Loan Solution. I think that's the name of it, the Affordable Loan Solution program from Bank of America. I'm on my phone right now trying to get the exact name. It's called the Launching Community Affordable Loan Solution Program.
Correct.
Like, give me a break, y'all. Like, come on. These guys, the Bank of America, look, I don't get paid from Bank of America. I don't send them no loans. Kiana's the same way, right? I see a good program out there, I speak about it and I talk about it. I've done my due diligence on this program. I know the guy you're talking about who sent you the slides. You know, they tagged me to the post too. I actually spoke to Bank of America people over the last 2 days. I have conversations coming up with loan officers, more loan officers this week from Bank of America. But everything that I've read about this program seems in line. The only thing I wish would have been different about the program is that if they would have said only Black or Hispanic people can take out this loan, instead of saying minority communities. But because of the regulations in the mortgage industry, because of court of redlining and everything like that, you can't say just Black or Hispanics.
You can't. Right? Discrimination. That's a fair housing violation.
It's a fair housing violation.
So the fact that in the fine print it says, well, anybody can get it. Yes, anybody can get it, because if they were to do that, then it's a fair housing violation and it works the same way. Correct. So what they're doing is they are saying, listen, we created this program because we see there is a gap in home ownership between Black and Brown people and other people. So if you want to take advantage, you are also inclusive, so you can come and get this money that is free. That is it.
Exactly. So look, do your own due diligence, do your own research. But I personally feel like this is a win for any low moderate income family that can qualify for this program and afford the mortgage payment on in these five cities. This is a win that gives people an opportunity, and most likely in those communities that they're referencing will be predominantly us. People that look like you and I are taking advantage of this loan. So Eric Reyes says, thank you for the super chat. I'm in California. Is California a great market to invest, or is it better to invest in other states such as Colorado, Arizona, Texas, or New Mexico? Kiana, your thoughts.
My thoughts are I would invest where I see the most appreciation and cash flow. I like both. I don't want to see one or the other. I actually want to see a really good mix of both. So understand the market. And California is a huge state. Is it Northern California, Southern California? Are you in LA? Are you in Napa Valley? Those things also matter. So if I were you, I would double down on a market that I can afford to, because California, I love the market, but it is an expensive market to jump into as an investor. But if you can afford it and the cash flow and the appreciation is there, then buy there. And if you want to look in other places that are a little more affordable, like Texas, for instance, because we know Texas is definitely much more affordable than any other state that you mentioned, then go to Texas and get your returns, and they have cash flow and they have appreciation. So that's really what it's about.
I agree with everything Kiana said, Eric. Just do your due diligence, do your research, and make the wise decision that's best for you and your family, and most importantly, your investing portfolio. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think we're done here. We've been on here for a little bit over an hour.
Okay.
Unless you want to keep going, it's on you.
No, this was a good one. I think we need to wrap it up. You know, I want to say thank you guys, you know, for tuning in for another episode of Rats and Gems. If you come to Texas, we are full. I like the way you plugged yourself, Sid. I love the way you plugged yourself. So I just want you guys to know, we have a lot of great things going on, me and Matt. And I'm glad that you are tuned into our podcast. I want to share some final thoughts. I have some great things going on over here. I got a 5-day challenge I'm doing. So if you guys were interested in real estate, learning about real estate, you need to go to my website, bigprofitsinrealestate.com, join the 5-day challenge. We'll be teaching everything about real estate, from buying, purchasing, investing, building, being an ultimate real estate agent and broker. So it's easy to find me. A lot of people are like, how do I find her? I'm like, it's Kiana Watson. It's, you know, I'm pretty much everywhere. Everything about me is on my website. Look me up, Kiana Watson, if you guys are interested. Definitely come through. It's going to be a vibe.
Make sure y'all tap in with Kiana Watson. Go to KianaWatson.com. And what's the website for your thing again?
It's BigProfitsInRealEstate.com. It's going to be a 5-day challenge. We have the wait list open right now. And challenge drops in October, first week in October. I'm super excited about it. Been working really hard on it. And, you know, Mr. Watson's going to come in and teach you guys about building, developing.
I see Mr. Watson about to get on the panel, too.
Look, listen, we're going where the money resides. One thing about the Watson.
That's why I put backdrop in the comments, because I know his ass getting on stage. I said, oh, the deposit hit.
Listen, one thing I can say about us as a couple, if we're going where the checks are. Is there money involved? We will be there. What do you need from us? And I'm excited for the panel too, because I feel like, and individually, I know I'm strong, but as a couple, me and my husband, and Matt gets to see it all the time, we really do work well together, and we are focused on building this portfolio of wealth, and everything surrounds around real estate. So it's good to talk about, you know, the relationships and all those good and all the great things we have going on. So check me out. Go to my Instagram page, Kiana Watson, and all my links are in the bio. And if you want to join my 5-day challenge, go to bigprofitsinrealestate.com. And as you can see, all my businesses are successful and they all surround around real estate. Now, I'm going to give it over to Matt MG, because at this point, y'all know what it's about. If y'all do me a favor and drop house hackonomics in the chat, because that's what it's about. It's about house hackonomics with MG, and his book has been phenomenal, and I'm so proud of you, brother. You know, I'm so proud of you and your book, and you are going to change the world with this information, and If you guys do not have the book yet, get it now. I bought like 5 or 10 of them and I passed them out to my entire family. I want people to really learn, and that's our responsibility. So don't just buy one book, buy two and give one to a friend.
Yeah, and right now, if you go to mgbookstore.com, you can get House Economics, the bundle. It's packaged up with FHA 203K webinar and a 3-day investing masterclass. So you get all three. As soon as you buy it, you'll get the access to the webinars right away, and the book will come within the week. So you can't beat it for a very low price. But we got Chicago. I just put the link in the comments. Chicago Real Estate Expo, the EYL University Real Estate Expo. Shout out to Black Realtors for the super chats. Also, sending love from Black Realtors. Keep educating y'all. We appreciate the love, Black Realtors. Shout out to all the Black Realtors in the building. We're doing, and House Economics is a shout out to Lawrence. Lawrence Briggs is in the chat. We love some Lawrence. Lawrence, we're so proud of you. But make sure y'all tap in with the EYL University Real Estate Expo Tour. Chicago, you're up next, September 17th. We got the Credit Dude. We got Rashana Scott. Who else we have on here? We got Jamal King. We got my man Renaissance 125, Andre Haynes, and Kaya Bandali. So it's going to be a great action pack day event. Please pull up, and it's free, y'all. It's a free home buying expo in Chicago on September 17th. So I'm putting the link one more time in the comments. Make sure y'all pull up to this event. You don't want to miss it. Free education. And you get to meet Troy Rashad, myself, and I'm going to be signing books at the event also. So first come, first serve. Make sure you register and get there early. We are out. Thank you guys for supporting. Throw some gems in a comment if you love this episode today. We're getting a lot of super chats at the end. We're going to take this last one because we gotta acknowledge the super chats.
All right. So Michael King said, question. I live in New Jersey. I was talking with family members to have a real estate property in Texas. Your thoughts. Thank you for the bundle. That's for you, MG.
Okay, so question. I live in New Jersey. I was talking to my families about having a real estate property in Texas. You thought I would say, yeah. Look, Texas is a lot cheaper than New Jersey, and you're welcome for the bundle. Texas is a lot cheaper. I would say if you guys can build a team, especially when you're out of state investing, it's very important that you have all your ducks in a row. Make sure you have, well, financing, you can come to me. Kiana can refer you to a top-notch realtor. In Texas, make sure you got some good contractors, property managers, and you're off and running.
Yeah, that's what you need.
I definitely would do it. All right. So we out of here. Shout out to everybody who tuned in today. We appreciate y'all. Make sure you go over to the audio, leave a review on wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
We need that. Download it. Listen to it while you work out in your car in the morning. Take your notes at night. But make sure you leave a review on all podcast audio outlets. My name is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And my name is Kiana Watson, license number 317576. I'm real estate broker extraordinaire. And thank you guys for tuning in to another incredible episode of the Rants and Gems Show.
Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.